by the Mishnah.
Yeah. Mishnah says, Tzadik Dalajim, Chotzer Shenifritzo L'Rishus HaRabim. We have a Chotzer, Metchil was a Rishus HaYochi, it had four walls to it, and now the fourth wall broke down, Shenifritzo came a big pirtza there that opened up to the Rishus HaRabim. Is Dalocho HaMachnis Mitoicho L'Rishus HaYochi. If somebody carries something from this Chotzer now into a Rishus HaYochi, Oy me Rishus HaYochi L'Toicho, or else you carry from a Rishus HaYochi from your house into this chotzer now that's opened up on the fourth wall to Rishus Rabim, is Dalocha Chayiv. Yechayiv Pashem means Midiraisa. In other words, we consider this chotzer now like a Rishus Rabim. So you're carrying from Rishus Rabim to Rishus Yochid, that's Yechayiv. Diva Rabbi Eliezer. That's Rabbi Eliezer Shita. That since this chotzer was opened up completely to Rishus Rabim, it also gets a din like a Rishus Rabim. And if you carry now from Rishus Yochid into the Chotzer, or from the Chotzer into Rishus Yochid, you're Chayiv Midiraisa. The Chachamim say, no, it's not called the Rishus Rabim, it still has three walls around it. No, the Chachamim says like this, Mitoicho L'Rishus Rabim. If you carry from inside the Chotzer to Rishus Rabim, Oymer Rishus Rabim L'Toicho, or else you carry from a Rishus Rabim into the Chotzer, the Locher is Potter. Your only potter means midiraisa, there's no isra at all. Mifnei sheik a karmelis. Because it's considered a karmelis now, this chotzer. So true, it's potter aval osur. Midirabonon, you're not allowed to carry from a Rishus Rabim into this chotzer now. Since this chotzer doesn't have four walls, the fourth wall is opened up to Rishus Rabim, it has a shame of a karmelis now. That midirabonon, you're not allowed to carry from a karmelis into Rishus Rabim, or from Rishus Rabim into a karmelis, or else from Rishus Yochid into the karmelis. So midirabonon, it's also to carry from this chotzer into the Rishus Rabim. But midiraisa a potter, because midiraisa the chotzer is not considered the Rishus Rabim. Therefore, if you carry from Rishus Rabim or from Rishus Yochid into this chotzer, you potter midiraisa. It's only yosim midirabonon. So to Gemara, for Rabbi Eliezer, mishum the nifritzo Rishus Rabim, hevil or Rishus Rabim, churat akasha. The chotzer the churat still has three walls around it. So the fourth wall broke down, and it's opened up to Rishus Rabim. So just because the fourth wall is open to Rishus Rabim, inside the chotzer, inside this front yard, it becomes Rishus Rabim, what kind of svar is that? The churat is still like, let the chum say. The churat, at most, it should be a karmelis, but not a Rishus Rabim. The Rishus Rabim don't walk through this now. It's still a private property. So the Gemara name in, it's true. Rabbi Eliezer L'taymeh, Rabbi Eliezer goes according to Hishita. The Tanya we learned, we had a Gemara in Bava Basra, Rabbi Yehuda Leimer, Mishum Rabbi Eliezer. Yehuda says the name of Rabbi Eliezer, that Rabin, Sheboru Derech Liatzmon, if a Rabin, like a Rishus Rabin, is walking through a road, they met into a Rishus Rabin, and they're walking through now somebody's chotzer, through somebody's private property. Is Alocha Sheboru Derech Liatzmon. They chose for themselves a Derech. There is through somebody's fields, they made themselves a road to go through it. Is Alocha Masha Biru Biru. What they chose for themselves has Alocha like the Rishus Rabim, and they have a right to continue walking through that road now, and it becomes Rishus Rabim. So you see, even though at the beginning it was private property, but now when the Rabim decide to walk through this road, and they made the road into Rishus Rabim, it automatically becomes Rishus Rabim. Here also, even though this Chotzer Metchila was private property, belonged to one person, now when the fourth wall broke down to the Rishus Rabim, so the Rishus Rabim now start to walk into this Chotzer, that automatically makes it into Rishus Rabim. So Drashi Mashi Biru Biru, V'yeni Rishoy L'Goydra, and the Bailam can't chase them away and can't build up his wall again. Al Makonilo, you see, when a Rabim goes through a field, they have a right to make it into Rishus Rabim. No, there's still no raya from this din to our Mishnah. The Yomarav Gidlomarav, Rav Gidlomarav said Shan, not Gemara and Bo Basra, Vu Shaovdolahem Derech Vyesasoda. What we're talking about true, the field belongs to Reuven. But Metchila, there was a path through that field that the Rabbim used to use. And now they lost it. They forgot where the road is. It started to grow grass all over the field, and they forgot exactly which path is the Rabbim's path. In such a case, then Reb Lezer says that if the Rabbim now choose any path they want through this field, they have a right to choose the path. Because since at the beginning, they had a right to walk through them, there was a public path to walk through the field. So even though now the grass grew all over and they forgot where their path is, they can make themselves a new pierce. But in our case, talking about the Metchila was a good chotzer. It was mamash private property. The Rabbim had no right at all to walk through it. So now when the fourth wall breaks down, who gives the Rabbim a right to walk through the wall, through the chotzer? It still should not be a Rishus Rabbim. There's no right from that din where Rabbim choose their road. They're talking about Metchila, they had a right. They had a road. No, they lost it. So they have a right now to fix, choose whichever one they want. But here they never have a right to walk through the chotzer. So how could the chotzer become now a Rishus Rabbim? The chitayim, maybe you tell me, hochinami, kegoin shav do lo derech b'yoseh chotzer. Maybe here also we're talking about the Mishnah, talking about such a chotzer that mitchilo the rabbin had a right to walk through it. No, they lost, they forgot which path is this. Now the fourth wall broke down, so now they chose their own path where to walk through it. That's why it's called Rishus Rabbin. Fredimar v'omer Rabbi Chanina ad mokam mechitza machlokes. The whole machlokes is up until the mokam the mokam mechitza. So, Rashi, what does that mean? For Yomer Rabbi Chanina, ad mokam mechitza is machlokes. To mashmiya, kol hachotze kula, ad mokam mechitza hayuchachomim oise noise karmelis. Mashmiya, the machlokes, the Mishnah is the whole area of the chotzer, up until where the exact wall, the mokam where the wall fell down. That the whole mokam hachotze chom say is only called the karmelis. And on this, Rabbi Lezer says it's called the Rishus Rabbim. Mashma, the whole area of the Chotzer is considered the Rishus Rabbim. Avo b'mokim mechitza, but on the place exactly where the wall was standing, and now the fourth wall fell down, is Moida. Here everybody is Moida, it's called the Rishus Rabbim. So the whole Machlokes is only the whole area of the Chotzer until the mokim where the wall was. But the place where the wall was, everybody's masking to Rabbi Lezer, it's called the Rishus Rabbim. Is Mechlal the Rebbe Lezer Meshavi Lele Kula Rishus Rabbim? Mashm, according to Rebbe Lezer, the whole chotzer, the whole area becomes Rishus Rabbim. See if you're telling me now, we're talking about that Metchila, there was a path, the Rabbim had a right to walk through this chotzer. And they forgot which path they had. So now they're rather choose their own path. So that would be good, whichever path they choose, just the mokum of the path should be Rishus Rabbim, not the whole chotzer. But here it's mashma for now Mishnah that the whole chotzer becomes Rishus Rabbim. So that's shver. Why should the whole chotzer become Rishus Rabbim? They didn't have a right to use it beforehand. Now, just because the wall falls down, why should the Rabbim have a right to use the whole chotzer? And for the Gemara name Ema al Moka Mechitza Machlokes, maybe no. I tell you true. The whole chotzer itself, the area of the chotzer, even Rabbi Lezer is moida. It's not called Rishus Rabbim. That at most is only called the karmelis. So the machlokes, when does Rabbi Lezer call it Rishus Rabbim? Only the mokam amechitza. Only that one stretch of land where the wall was standing. When that wall falls down, that mokam becomes Rishus Rabbim. That's Pshat Rabbi Lezer. And why does it become Rishus Rabbim? So now we can make this a kimta. We're talking about that at the beginning, the Rabbim had a path to walk through this chotzer, and they lost it. So now when the wall falls down, they have a right to choose for themselves this path to walk through it. Therefore, that path becomes Rishus Rabbim, according to Rabbi Lezer. The boy is saying, another Teretz says, no. They true, they never had a right to walk through this chotzer yet. So they never had a right to walk through the chotzer. How come it becomes Rishus Rabbim now, according to Rabbi Lezer? The Teretz says, b'tzidei Rishus Rabbim kamiflegi. So Machlokes here, what's the halacha of a tzidei? That means the sides of Rishus Rabbim. There's the main path, Beverly here, that's the main Rishus Rabbim. And then let's say there's a little indention inside one house, so one store, starts in all the way further in. That's called, now right in front of it, it's called a tzidei Rishus Rabbim. It's called the sides of Rishus Rabbim. It's not mamers the path of Rishus Rabbim. The path of the Rabbim is on Beverly, in the streets, in the gutter. Now, one store has a big indention in, so that's called the Tzidei Rishus Rabbim. That's the famous machlokes for Rebbe Lezer Nachomim. What din does a Tzidei, the size of Rishus Rabbim, have? The Rebbe Lezer Sava Tzidei Rishus Rabbim, Rishus Rabbim Dami. That the sides of Rishus Rabbim is also considered like a Rabbim, a Rishus Rabbim. Even though it's not so easy for them to walk, the mosh like here, there was the Chotzer. Now the Chotzer came all the way up to Rishus Rabbim. Now the fourth wall, this wall that's near the Rishus Rabbim, caved in. So now the Rabbim, if they want to, they could walk onto that Mokum where the wall is. But it's not so easy for them, because they have to walk in, walk straight up, then walk out again to go further. It's much more geschmack to walk straight down Rishus Rabbim. So therefore, the indention of the wall is called a tzidei, the sides of Rishus Rabbim. that Rabbi Lezer Shitari, that also has a locha like Yerushas Rabbim. For Rabbon and Savri, the Rabbon and Al Mishnah hold, no, Tzidei Yerushas Rabbim. Since it's not mamish the direct path of the Yerushas Rabbim, it's only a side indention into the Yerushas Rabbim, love Yerushas Rabbim Domi. That's not so nich, it's not so easy geshmak for them to walk through it. It doesn't have a din like Yerushas Rabbim. So that's the machlokes in Al Mishnah. Like just the Mokem HaMechitza, the Tzidei Yerushas Rabbim, is that considered the Yerushas Rabbim or not? So tomorrow, the liflug b'tzidi rishus rabim b'yalma. So if that's the machlekes now mishnah, what do we have to have a modern case that at first there was a chotzer and then the fourth wall broke down and now the rabim have a right to walk into the makam of the wall? Is that makam called rishus rabim or not? Let's say a poshita case. We have a regular rishus rabim and there's a tzidi rishus rabim. There's a side path to the rishus rabim. What din does the side path have? Is it considered like rishus rabim or not? Like, if that's the machlokes now mishnah, what do you have to have a modern case for? Say a poshita case, a real case of a tzidi rishus rabim. Empty gemara, if luga b'tzidi rishus rabim b'yalma. If it would only tell you now mishnah the machlokes by your real side of rishus rabim, have a mean and I would say, ki pligi rabbonin leidu Rabbi Elazar. When does Rabbi Elazar argue on the rabbonin? When do the rabbonin argue on Rabbi Elazar to say that the size of the Rishus Rabbim is not considered like Rishus Rabbim? Hani, mili, when is that? Heichod ika chifufe. I'll tell you, only when there are sides to there are chifufe means like little stumps. Like usually in the Rishus Rabbim itself, at the end of the Rishus Rabbim, there are stumps. Like side posts to know, here ends the Rishus Rabbim. Now in between the posts, if you want to walk in, you can walk in there. That's called Tzidei Rishus Rabbim. Now since there are stumps there, that's why the Rabbanan say that further inside the stump is not called Rishus Rabbim anymore. Because there's like a mark there to know. Like outside the stumps, that's the real Rishus Rabbim. If you want it, if it gets too crowded there, true, you could take a little walk inside, but since there are stumps there blocking the real hillock of the Rabbim to go into the Tzidei Rishus Rabbim, that's why they say it's not considered Rishus Rabbim. Because there's chifufe. Like Rashi says, Hani mili hechad ike chifufe. Stam Tzidei Rishus Rabbim, a regular Rishus Rabbim, ike chifufe means noyitzin yisaydei savonim kederlus. On the sides of the Rishus Rabbim have mamar stones there, like little pegs there. Samach lekoisel, near the wall, shlo yiziku koronos, you should not bump into the wall. For Yehu Avir Shebneim, now this little area between the stumps and the wall, lekoisel koronos tzidi Rishus Rabbim, that's called the side of the Rishus Rabbim. Like really the Rabbim could walk mamish up into the wall, but they put stumps a little bit further out of the wall, today you shouldn't come to scratch yourself on the wall. So in that area, I would think, Havamino, who the Pligi Rabbonin? That's where the Rabbonin argue on Rabbi Elazar. The Omru, Lav Rishus Rabbim, who? Such a side is not called Rishus Rabbim. The Yosla Tautla Metech Rishus Rabbim. You're not allowed to carry from the Rishus Rabbim three Amis into the side. Mishum Deika Hefsik, because there's something to divide up between the Rishus Rabbim and the sides. Vloyayo Bar Rabbim, Lehedja. The Rabbim doesn't walk straight into the side. Avol hochay me'maydalei. So tomorrow, avol hecha the leki chifufen. But where there are no stumps from the Rishus Rabbim to the side of the Rishus Rabbim, aim me'maydalei. Maybe the rabbonin amoydut Reb Lezer kamash malon. That's why we have our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is talking about that there are no stumps at all. We're talking about you had your chotzer mamish came straight up to the Rishus Rabbim. And true, you had a fourth wall there, but now that wall caved in. There's no wall at all. So for the Rabbim now to walk into the chotzer is normal. It's not so hard to walk in. So maybe since there are no stumps dividing the Rabbim and the Tzidei Rishus Rabbim, maybe here the Rabbanan Amoydei to Reb Lezer that such a Tzidei is considered Rishus Rabbim. So that's the Chiddush of Al Mishnah. No. Even in such a case, even though it's very easy for the Rabbim to walk into this chotzer, but still, since that's not the real hiluch of the Rabbim doesn't gain too much, because true, you make a right turn and walk up, but when you come to the end of the chotzer, you have to make another left turn and go straight up to Rishus Rabbim. So therefore, it's not called a direct hiluch for the Rabbim, therefore it's not called Rishus Rabbim according to the Rabbonin. But that's the Chiddush of our Mishnah. Even though there are no stumps between the Rishus Rabbim and the Tzidei Rishus Rabbim, still it's not considered the Rishus Rabbim dummy. That's the Chiddush of our Mishnah. For the Gemara, v'mitoychoi komer. The Chorah Mishnah is mashma carrying from inside the chotzer to outside the chotzer. So mashma, the whole inside of the chotzer is called the Rishus Rabbim, according to Reb Lezer. But the Mishnah says, according to Rabbi Lezer, if you carry from inside to a Rishus HaYochid, you chayiv midiraisa. So as mashma, the whole inside of the chotzer is called the Rishus HaRabin. And the way we're learning now, it's not the pshat, the whole inside of the chotzer, it's only the mokum of the kaisel, the tzide Rishus HaRabin. Only the first few feet that are right near the Rishus HaRabin, that mokum is called the tzide Rishus HaRabin. Only that mokum does Rabbi Lezer call the Rishus HaRabin. But the real inside of the chotzer, he's moided, that's not called the Rishus HaRabin. And that's not mashma, the Mishnah's mashma, the whole toichai, the whole inside of the chotzer, is considered Rishus HaRabin. And the more that's not shver. I did the Yomer Rabbonim mitoichoi. Since the Rabbonim use a lashon of the inside to the outside, it's like a caramelist to Rishus Rabbim, Omar Iyu Nami. Rabbi Lezer also uses such a lashon, mitoichoi, from inside to outside. But really, according to Rabbi Lezer, what's called the Rishus Rabbim is not the real inside of the chotzer, it's only the first few feet that are right near the Rishus Rabbim. Those few feet are called Sidei Rishus Rabbim, the sides of the Rishus Rabbim, that according to Rabbi Lezer, even the sides of Rishus Rabbim also has a loch like a Rishus Rabbim. For the Gemara now of Rabbonin, Omer Rabbi Lezer, Sidei Rishus Rabbim, O Mahadra Le'inu Mitoichoi. Before they're not talking to the point. If Rabbi Lezer is talking about the Tzidei Rishus HaRabim, how come the Rabbanan answer him back to say carrying from inside the chotzer to the outside? Like the Kuru, there's no machlekes. Rabbi Lezer is also moida that the inside of the chotzer is only called the karmelis. Rabbi Lezer's whole chiddush is that the Tzidei Rishus HaRabim, the first few feet not right near the Rishus HaRabim, that's still considered Rishus HaRabim. So if that's the whole machlokes Rabbi Lezer, why did Shren Rabbanan, why do they use the lashon to say mitoicho? That if you carry from inside the chotzer to outside, it's like carrying from a karmelis to Rishus HaYochid. Rabbi Lezer is also moida to that. If you carry from the middle of the chotzer to outside, Rabbi Lezer also that's called the karmelis. So if the Rabbonim want to argue on Rabbi Lezer, they shouldn't say the Lashon from inside to outside. They should have said the same Lashon as Tzidei Rishus HaRabim. They should have said if you carry from the sides of the Chotzer, it's also called the Karmelis. And the Gemara Hochi Komolei Rabbonim Rabbi Lezer. This is what the Rabbonim want to say back to Rabbi Lezer. Mi loy komoidis lon, heicha detilto mitoichoi, l'Rishus HaRabim. Aren't the Rabbonim saying like this, Rabbi Lezer? Aren't you, Rabbi Lezer, gufa moidi to us? That if you carry something, you pick up something in the middle of this chotzer, not a few feet near the Rishus HaRabim, you pick up something mamish in the middle of the chotzer. So then even Rabbi Lezer is moida. The middle of the chotzer has no shaykhas to the Rishus HaRabim. It's not a Rishus HaRabim, so it's only called the Karmelis. Since now there are no four walls around this chotzer, there's only three walls, therefore it's called the Karmelis. So the Rabbanan sent to Rabbi Lezer, you goofer are moida to me, that if you pick up something from the middle of the chotzer, and carry outside, it's only potter, because it's called from a karmelis to Rishus HaRabim, it's only us and the Rabbanan. Or from Rishus HaRabim to Teichai the potter. Who then, if you carry something from Rishus HaRabim, and you carry it all the way into the chotzer, and first put it down in the middle of the chotzer, that everybody holds your potter in such a case, midiraisa. Because you carry it from Rishus HaRabim into a karmelis, that's mutter midiraisa. Why? Mithnei shei karmelis. Because the inside of the chotzer is considered the karmelis. So the Rabbanan say back to Rabbi Lezer, Ibazoi, Tzidei Nami, even the sides of the Chotzer, the first few feet right away from the Rishus HaRabim is the same thing. Loishinu is also called the Karmelis according to the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan say the Rabbim don't walk in those first few feet the way they walk through the Rishus HaRabim itself. The Rishus HaRabim is very easy to walk through. It's a straight road. To make the right turn and then come up and then make a left turn, it's not so easy. So the Rabbanan tell back to Rabbi Lezer, even the side of the chotzer should also only be a karmelis. Rabbi Lezer answers back, no. Ha som leikodasi lo rabim. True, in the middle of the chotzer, the rabim sure don't walk in there. They have nothing to gain. They don't walk all the way into the middle of the chotzer because they'll have to walk right out again. But the first few feet of the chotzer that's near the Rishus HaRabim, if it gets crowded in the rabim, it's very nice for them to have a little side path to walk on the side. So since the rabim do walk through the Tzidei Rishus HaRabim, that's Rabbi Lezer Shita to call it a Rishus HaRabim. And on this Rabbanan argument say no, even the Tzidei Rishus HaRabim is not considered Rishus HaRabim. Now look, we hold that the Rabbanan, Avada, that none of this is called the Rishus HaRabim. Since Lamaisa, it's only a Tzidei, it's only the side of the Rishus HaRabim. It's not the axle or highway, the road for the Rabbim. They still don't gain that much because they have to make a right turn, then go up, then make a left turn again. So Tzidei Rishus HaRabim, we hold that the Rabbanan is not considered the Rishus HaRabim. So at the Mishnah, Chotzer Shenifritzol Rishus HaRabim. a chotzer that opened up to Rosh Hashanah Rabin. It chilat had four walls, and now the chura, one or two, we'll soon see two walls like caved down or became a big pierce, a big hole in the wall, opened up to Rosh Hashanah Rabin. Mishtei ruchaseh, two sides. Says two sides of the walls of the chotzer either caved in. Not there could be the whole wall or else part of the wall. It's called a nifritzer. It came a hole in the wall on two sides. V'chein bayis, the same thing if you have a house. Shenifrat mishtei ruchaseh, two walls of the house got a big pirtz, a big hole came in the wall of the house. V'chein movi, the same halacha you have a movi, the alleyway, that usually a movi has three good walls to it, and the fourth wall usually you have a kairor alechi. Now, shenitlu kairoisav alechiayiv, you took off or on Shabbos, it fell down the kairor, or else the lechi. Either the beam going straight across on top, that's the kairor, or else the lechi, the beam going straight up, fell down. Is the halacha mutarim b'yaisa Shabbos. This Shabbos, since at the beginning of Shabbos, it was hutra for them to carry, the hetter still remains throughout the whole Shabbos. We say, kivuch hutra hutra. The asurim lost it lovely. But for the next Shabbos though, nen's no good. Since the maisa, there are no four walls here, either to the chotzer or to the house, or to the movi, you're not allowed to carry the next Shabbos unless you fix the walls. Divi Rabbi Yehuda, this is Rabbi Yehuda Shita, that we said such a svara, kivun shutra hutra, since at the beginning of Shabbos it was mutter, even though one of the walls cave in now, still it's mutter. Rabbi Yehuda Yehuda, no, Rabbi Yehuda says no, he says l'chumra. He says monashach, in mutarim l'yehuda Shabbos, mutarim l'osadovoy. If you're going to tell me it's mutter for the rest of the Shabbos, it has to be because these are called four good walls, still, and it should be good for the next Shabbos also. V'yemasurim lasad lavoi. Elamai, you might it to me that these walls are no good walls. For the next Shabbos, they're not going to be good. You can't carry in the next Shabbos with these walls. V'zoyasurim l'yosha Shabbos. You should know, even for this Shabbos also it's also. And we don't say the svarak even shutru hutru, since at the beginning of Shabbos was mutter, when the walls fall down. We only say that svarak hilchas ervin. If the erev gets lost, or the mechitz in between two chatzerim broke down or got clogged up, then we say kivun shutra hutra. But here in a case mamish where mechitz cave down, you don't have good mechitzes anymore, we say as soon as the mechitzes fall down, you don't have four good mechitzes now, it's us to carry in this mokum now on Shabbos. Yeah. So to Gemara. V'may askinin, what are we talking about now, the Mishnah that says the chotzer and the bayis, two walls, got a pirtza. What do we have to have two walls for? Am I asking, Elaim a BSR, if you're going to tell me what the pirtz of the hole in the wall is only up until 10 amis, or bezoi, maishna meruach achas, diyama pischahu, master if the hole was only in one wall, then it'll still be kosher. Avad you'll let it be carried. Why? Because a hole up until 10 amis in the wall is called a pesach. You're allowed to have a hole in the wall, just like you could have a door in the wall, you could have a wide open space, as long as it's not wider than 10 amis, it's called a pesach. That's why on one wall, treat is kosher. For the Gemara, Ibazoi, Mishtei Ruchas Nami, Pischu, even on two different walls of the house, or two different walls of the Chotzer, what do I care? It can be on four walls of the house. As long as each hole in the wall is only up until 10 amis, it's only called a Pesach, it's only called an opening, and it doesn't break the Mechitza. It's still considered you have Mechitzas there. So the Churit should still be mutter to carry, according to everybody. So why does our Mishnah say no? With two walls, it's Osir, Mashmach only appears to happen to one wall, then it's mutter. What's the difference? Early, you have to tell me, B'yesser, we're talking about the hole in the wall, is wider than 10 amis. So anytime you have a hole in the wall, more than 10 amis, that's called like you break down the whole wall. There's no wall at all. Or B'zayihoch, I feel meruach achas nami. Even if this pirtza just happened to one side, why does the Mishnah say two sides for them, even on one side? If you have a chotzer has four walls around it. If on one wall, they got a big hole there, more than 10 amos wide, it's considered like the whole wall is not here anymore. So if you have a chotzer just with three walls, it's also the carry. It's called the carmelis now. So why does the Mishnah say, Madafka is Bishnei, on two sides it caved in, even on one side it should also be possible? I feel more chalach is nami. Or Marav Yitaka right, Liyoylam B'yeser. We're talking about no, up until 10 amos, not more. There's only a 10 amos pierce in the wall. Or Bezoi Shver, so why is it possible then? 10 amos, we always say it's called the Pesach. We're talking about that the hole was in the corner. In the corner of a house, like both walls caved in a little bit, that's where the hole is. The hole is almost in the corner of the house. The Karen Zovius. And the klal is, the Pischa Bekeren Zovius Layav Yinchi. People don't make a Pesach, like a doorway, in the corner of a house. Therefore, you need taka two sides of the wall, and it's taka less than 10. If two amas on this side and two amas on that side caved in, but the Pesach is mamish in the corner of the house, you don't say a svar for the Pesach there, because people don't make a Pesach in the corner of the house. Therefore, that's called a hole, it's called a Pesach, and it's mevatel the mechitza. Therefore, in such a case, you don't have mechitzas for the Shabbos. So the Tanakhama says, Kivun Shutra Hutra, since the beginning of Shabbos there was there, you're allowed to carry for the rest of the Shabbos. And the Yossi says, no, since now there's no mechitzas here, it becomes also to carry the rest of the Shabbos. But we're talking about the Pirut says less than 10, and it's only because it happened on two sides of the wall. What does two sides of the wall mean? At the corner. Each side of the corner caved in a little bit, so then nobody makes a Pesach at the corner. It's called the Pirut there. Rashi, the Pesach became Zos LaYavdi, to have Urchahu. It's normally people don't make doors at the corner. Yeah. So the Gemara writes, the Mishnah says, V'chein Bayis, Shenifetzah, Mishtei Ruchaisa. The same thing, a house, the same halacha. You have a house, the mal, you have four walls in the house, and now two walls get a piritzer in it, so that's the machlekes if you're allowed to carry or not. But for next Shabbos, for sure you're not allowed to carry, since two walls got a piritzer. Fred Gemara Nachamol, Maishna Meruach Achas, Tiyarmina Pitikra Yerid Besaisim. Why do you tell me if in a house usually has a roof to it? So since it has a roof, if you have a piritzer on one wall, no matter how wide the piritzer is, it still will be kosher. Why? Because we say the end of the roof, pitik we heard v'saisim. The roof comes down to the end. So even though this whole wall caved in, we'll still say, Allah, even if it's more than 10 amas caved in. So what? As long as there's a roof on top of it, we say the end of the roof comes down, pitik we heard v'saisim. So that's why if one wall caved down, you would still be allowed to carry even for next Shabbos. Because it's considered like you have the wall there with the din of pitik we heard v'saisim. It should be the same halacha than in a house, even two walls of the house cave in. Nami lema pitikru yard v'saisim. What do I care if two walls cave down? The same thing. Since there's a roof over the whole house, the ends of the roof, we say pitikru, that's the lum is the end of P. The mouth of the roof, the point of it, comes straight down. So even on two sides it comes straight down. It should also still be mutter to carry this Shabbos and next Shabbos. So why does our Mishnah make a chiluk? On two walls, then it's aser. One wall, it's a mutter. I'm on a shuch. If you say pitik yard v'saisin, it should be mutter, even if two walls cave in. Now for the Gemara, Amri Devei Rav Mishmei De Rav. In the Beis Medrash of Rav, they said over the name of Rav, that Kegoin, again, the same term is going, Shenifrat V'Kerem Zovius. We're talking about that the piritza happened in the corner again, Nochemol. The two walls mean in the corner. That's where the piritza happened. So since you have a piritza there, and it could be it's less than 10 amas. So even though it's less than 10 amas, so what? Nobody makes a Pesach in the corner. So the actual piritza is called the piritza. The question is though, let's say pitikru yard v'saisim though, the kiruya balachsen. We're talking about the beams on top are not flat straight down. They're a little bit balachsen, a little bit slanty. Since the beams are slanty, that's the luck. When you have slanty roof, you don't say pitikru yard v'saisim. Pitikru yard v'saisim is only if the roof is flat. If it's a flat roof, then at the end of the roof, we say the roof could come down. But let's say like most roofs, it's slanty a little bit. If a roof is slanty, we can't say particularly yard v'saisim. That's the loch. Only if the roof is straight. If the roof is slanty, then the end beams, we don't say comes down. So we're talking about now, the hole in the house happened at the corner here. And both sides caved in a little bit. So it's called the piritza there. People don't make a Pesach there, that's called a piritza. It breaks the mechitza. Let's say pitikra, we're talking about a kimta that the roof is not flat at that corner. The roof is also slanty. So therefore you can't say pitikra. Therefore in such a case, the house, you can't carry in this house anymore. Because now you don't have four walls for the house. Since there's a piritza in the wall, that breaks down the whole wall. Alamodi said is, if you have a hole in the wall, it has a shem Pesach. That means usually people make a Pesach there. That's why it's still called the wall with a Pesach. But at the corner that nobody makes a Pesach there, then any hole is considered like the wall is broken down. Now look at the Shaila, how big does the piritza have to be at the corner? Some shittas is, if it's long, if it's 3 tefachim wide, the piritza, that already breaks down the wall. Some say 4 tefachim, some say 4 amis. Once it's wider than 3 tefachim, that you don't say lovewood, that's considered like you have a hole there. And in the corner, nobody makes a Pesach, so a pierce or a hole in the wall breaks down the whole wall. That's why by a house also, we're talking about on two sides means the corner. The two corners broke down, so therefore such a pierce breaks down the mechitzas. I say pitik, where the roof on top should come down. We're talking about where the roof is also slanty. A slanty roof, you don't say pitikra. Going to nifritz, but Karen Zovius, the kiruya belachsen. And the beams on top of the roof is belachsen slanty. The lekel amema pitikru yer v'slaisim. In the case where the beams are slanty, you can't say pitikru yer v'slaisim. This is Rav Shita. But if it wouldn't be for the fact the beams are slanty, Rav Shita is always, you always say pitikru yer v'slaisim. It would have been mutter to carry. You have to put in the kimta here now that the beams are slanty. Shmuel no. Shmuel says another teretz here. We're talking about now, even though the pirtzes in the house is more than 10 amas. The wall, if you have a hole in the wall, more than 10 amas. Why do you say the Mishnah says in the house it's also to carry? Because there are holes in two walls, even in one wall. Anytime you have a hole in the wall more than 10 amas, that breaks down the whole wall. What do you have to come on, Davka, for two walls for?